You hear the horns there? You know what time it is? It's Horns of Plenty time here on WMFO in Medford. Let's let Jer Bear and Bamford Marsalis have some space.
Right outside this lazy summer home. Soul a critic, no. Right outside the lazy gate of winter summer home, wondering where the nut thatch winners wings a mile long, just carry the bird.
That's right. Hello and welcome to a very special birthday edition of Horns Aplenty here on WMFO in Medford. It was pretty difficult to find a Grateful Dead song with horns in it, but I did it. This week, my biggest, best brother turned 40. And I've put together a little show for him so he can wake up to find out that he is the subject of this show. We have about an hour of music that I put together that reminds me of my brother Terry. He had a really big influence on my musical taste, massive influence on my musical taste. And I would certainly not be sitting here today without him and his funky dance moves and his big red fro. Luckily, Terry and I both have excellent taste in music. So this playlist rocks. And in the background, of course, you're listening to The Grateful Dead. Now, notoriously, The Grateful Dead did not have a horn section in their band. And in fact, I don't know if the anti-horns is the right word, but didn't utilize the horn very much, I will say that, for most of their history. There was one leg of their tour in 1973 where they played 8 songs in the East Coast with a trumpeter and a sax player. I don't know what that word is. But I what I interpreted from online reviews was that it did not go well. And they did not include any other horns in their music for 18 years. But this version behind me here of Eyes of the World includes the legendary and Berklee College of Music, go Boston, grad Bamford Marsalis, and it's just awesome. So we're going to let it ride out. Happy birthday, Terry.
burst into bloom and decay. The night comes so quiet, it's close on the heels of the day. your home. Sometimes we ride on your horses, sometimes we walk alone. Sometimes the songs that we hear are just songs of our own.
As Jared Noodles on here in the background, we let the Eyes of the World fade out, or fade into the background. I'm going to tell you about the next artist here. We have Boston's own, and I didn't realize this until today, the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Started as a high school band here in the Boston area, and just... You know, as definitional of horns in music as you can get, with their progenitor, they're termed the progenitors of ska punk. Yeah, we're going to play their biggest hit because it's freaking great. So this is the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Remember listening to this one in, you know, 1998. Good stuff.
Come down to do or die. You got to rise above the rest. tested. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and prepare before the grace go on. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of what I might find out.
Never had to knock on wood, but I know someone who has. Which makes me wonder if I could. It makes me wonder if I could. Never had to knock on wood, and I'm glad I haven't yet. Because I'm sure it isn't good. That's the impression that I get. Sure it isn't good, and I'm glad I haven't yet. That's the impression
that song, the impression that I get off of the 1997 album, Let's Face It, went platinum. Sold, what is that, 10 million records. This next one is Los Lonely Boys. Terry, I don't know if you remember this, but I feel like you played this song like 17 times in a row one time in the basement. This song technically doesn't have any horns, but I cannot listen to it without thinking of Terry, because I really think he played it like 23 times in a row in the basement one time. And it's one of those songs that doesn't sound super great the first time you hear it, but after the 23rd time, you're like, man, let's keep this thing going. Next up, we have Badly Drawn Boy with Once Around the Block. I'm not sure. I can't pin a memory of this song to Terry necessarily, but I cannot play it without thinking of him. And so here it is. This is from, what, 2000, I think. Yeah, Badly Drawn Boy, 2000, Once Around the Block. There's Badly Drawn Boy from his debut album, The Hour of the Hour of Bewilderbeast, 1999 and 2000 there. In case you're just joining me, this is Horns Aplenty here on WMFO in Medford. We're celebrating my older brother's birthday by playing a bunch of songs that remind me of him. And I have to say, today for the PSA, it's a big one. Because it is donation time here on WMFO, and we don't do the thing where we don't actually do the shows and do only donations things. We just pepper it in to our shows here. So I'm going to read this PSA. If you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2023 donations drive. If you would like to pay online, go to give.tufts.edu under designation select arts, sciences, and engineering, then other, and then put WMFO, or you can write us a check. To check out our prize tiers and mailing address, go to WMFO.org and click the donations drive tab. Thanks for helping it keep it freeform. Now, yeah, that was complicated, and it is a bit of a complicated process, so I apologize for that. But just go to WMFO.org. You'll see a big donation drive button. You can hear me tip-tap typing away. Click here for more info right on the top. And you can see all the awesome prize tiers that we got going. We have, you give $20, you get a mug. You give $25, you get this sweet, colorful shirt. It's actually pretty cool. I'm excited about it because obviously I give. You give $40, you get a hoodie. It says WMFO right on it. $80, you get the swag gift box, which I don't even know what that is, but maybe it's all three. I don't know. There's probably some stickers involved. And if you give $100, you can record your very own station ID. And, you know, you can be played on WMFO ad infinitum. And your voice can be memorialized for a cool $100 to our radio show, radio station. So, yeah, head on over to WMFO.org, click the donations button. And there's some instructions there which tell you how to do it. Make sure you email publicity at WMFO after you've done it to make sure you can get your prize pack, your swag box. You can get your voice memorialized. All right, we're going to get back into the music. This next song is perhaps the most iconic, quintessential, essential... another word, Terry song that there is. And all the Waynes out there, if you're listening, I'll give you 3 seconds to try to guess it before I play it. Here it is. It's Cool in the Gang. Get down on it. Tell me what you're going to do.
Oh, what you going to do? You want to get down? Tell me. Oh, what you going to do? Do you wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
How you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
If you really want it. What you gonna do? You gotta get on the groove if you want your body to move. Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard people saying,
get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-doo.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
me, baby. How you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby. You know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah. You show it. Oh, when you move, move, move. You know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah. You show it. As you move across the floor.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on
if
it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on
get
it.
Down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it. That's right. T-Wayne is always getting down on it. All right, this next one is an example of one of those songs where I'm not 100,000,000% sure it was Terry, but I am like 95% sure it was Terry. And the type of song also justifies why it's on this list. It is the theme song to Robot Unicorn Attack, which was a game and came out in 2010. This is Erasure, Always. This song was released in 94, but I always remember it from Robot Unicorn Attack. Terry, tell me if I'm wrong here. I think this is you.
Disguise for me, come into the open when it's cold outside. Am I here in vain? Hold on to the night, there will be no shame. Always I wanna be with you and make believe with you and live in harmony, harmony, oh love. I wanna be with you and make believe with you and live in harmony, harmony, oh love.
Melting the ice.
Yes, Erasure's 1994, Always, from their album I Say, I Say, I Say, reached number 20 on the Billboard top charts. All right, we're going to continue this T-Wayne triumph. I'll workshop that. We have now the favorite part of the show here, or my favorite part of the show, the interactive part of the show, which is the sample section of the show. Where I play a song from the past, where a more popular, more recent song sampled that song. You tell me, I'll play the old song, I'll tell you what it is. You tell me what the new song is. All right, so Wayne's out there, you have a leg up because you know the category, of course. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about the old song. It's by Andrea True Connection. It's called More, More, More. I'm sure you've heard it. It's also very popular in its own right. I think it went to number something. I'll look that up. It's a great song. Andrea True, well-known adult film actress, was doing a promo in Jamaica, and some sort of financial thing happened where all the money she made during the promo, not porn-related, but commercial-related, was going to be taken away from her if she went back to the United States, so she had to spend it all in Jamaica. And she did so by recording this song, which then became really popular. So that's a fun, interesting little side note there. But your job is to tell me what the more recent song is that sampled this one. And it's a little tricky. The direct sample, the easiest part, only comes one time about 2.5 minutes into the song. So keep an eye out there. Send your texts to me and my cell phone, or you can call in here at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. You can also hit me up on the DJ chat. That is on WMFO.org/DJ chat. There's a little button right up there you can go to. And yeah, so what is the more recent song that sampled this one? This is the Andrea True Connection. More, more, more. You just heard it. What was that? All right, I'm gonna play that little part one more time. That's right, it is Len, Steal My Sunshine. Victory goes to my sister for that. And here we go with Len. And does he like butter tarts?
Hey Matt.
Yeah, Tim.
Hey, you talked to Mark lately?
I haven't really talked to him, but he looks pretty down.
He looks pretty down. Yeah, well, maybe we should cheer him up then.
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass on Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was like dolly, but it's all twisted around the beat.
I did once before, but this is pretty bad.
Yeah, what do you think she got up to last night?
All right, next up, we got Cake. This may be more of an Ethan song, but I feel like it's a Terry song too.
Cake, At first I was afraid, I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights just thinking how you'd done me wrong. I grew strong, I learned how to get along. And so you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here without that look upon your face. I should have changed my lock. I would have made you leave your key if I'd have known for just one second you'd be back to bother me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Break me with desire. Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, not I will survive. Yeah, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Of my broken heart. And I've spent oh so many nights just feeling sorry for myself. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high. And you see me with somebody new. I'm not that stupid little person still in love with you. And so you thought you'd just drop by and you expect me to be free. But now I'm saving all my loving for someone who's loving me. Oh, now go walk out the door. Just turn around. Now you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to break me with desire? Did you think I'd crumble? Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, now life to live. I've got all my love to give. I will survive. I will survive. Yeah, yeah.
Right there is Cake's cover of Aretha Franklin's I Will Survive from their 1998 album. Whew, I say that because I'm not sure. 1996 album, Fashion Nugget. Couple, you only got about 6.5 minutes left here. Gonna play one from Corner Shop, which is just a Wayne Family classic. This is Brimful Asha. Brimful of Asha by Corner Shop. Corner Shop was a group formed by Punjabi British guy Chinjer Singh. And this whole song is about the Hindi music industry in, I'm sorry, the Hindi film industry in Bombay. One of the most famous people in that industry was Asha Bhosle, who's referenced in this song. And so Brimful of Asha's reference to her, but it's also Asha means hope in Punjabi. So it's Brimful of Hope, you know? And also a reference to the Hindi music film. Hindi film industry. All right, we're coming to the end here. This is Horns Aplenty on WMFO in Medford. Happy birthday to my older brother, Terry. We'll see you this weekend. Go Mets. And I only have a minute left, but here we go. One more song that reminds me of Terry. This is Baltimora, Tarzan Boy.